In the lunchtime edition, PSV owners demand a crackdown on pirate vans they say are running unchecked on various routes. A potential major challenge for the newly privatized sugar industry as farmers demand a price increase for their canes. The Insurance Association again urging boat owners to insure their vessels. And in the U.S., at least five dead as tens of thousands flee raging wildfires, the most destructive blaze in L.A. history. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, minibus and route taxi owners and drivers report a surge in pirate vehicles operating illegally on various routes and are demanding the authorities do something about it. Former chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Kenny Best, tells Starcom Network News the trend is getting out of hand and requires an urgent crackdown. He provided a list of registration numbers of vehicles that he said are now competing illegally with the licensed PSVs, especially on the Oystens to Spikestone route via the ABC Highway. Mr. Best says the situation is out of control and the police need to take action.
I am glad that the Transport Authority regulations is now in place, because then the Transport Authority will have the authority now to deal with the ZMs, right? Because the law prohibits ZMs stopping at bus stop, and on the ABC highway it's all bus stop, right? And it is really, really frustrating every day. Every day the drivers of these thing complaining, it is taking a toll to the transport board buses, so I believe, you understand? It is extremely, extremely, extremely bad. I've written to the Commissioner of Police, I've written to the Insurance Association to assist and to help us. But what the guys are doing, one insurance company canceled them, so they go to another insurance.
PSV owner and former chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Kenny Best. Meantime, at the River Terminal, PSV drivers generally echoed similar concerns.
The problem is known as a lot, you know already. Can't remember that, yeah? But regardless, we're going to get rid of them. They best get them. Well, the police can't do the name. Ain't nobody doing anything, so ain't nothing to do with that.
It's a serious thing, yes, because you got men that paying for vans and thing, and then another man just buying a van and coming and doing what the man doing. The man got to pay taxes and insurance and all that kind of thing. So it's be unfair in a sense to the men that paying for a pirate that can't do that here. That's the truth.
Everybody can't afford a permit and people hungry. Be a man a pirate, but when they see a van that upon the road, let's let it pass and go on and try to fight with a van that paid for the permit. Because everybody hungry, no? You understand? So we ain't got no problem with it as long as they can work the soup.
PSV operators at the River and Cheapside terminals. Well, as preparations continue for this year's sugar harvest, cane farmers are demanding to be paid more for their canes, citing rising costs. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, tells Starcom Network News that the private farmers, who account for 75% of the sugar cane delivered to Port Vale factory, are facing significant financial challenges due to escalating costs.
So far, preparations are going pretty good. This year, we will be taking over the ownership of the blue bins and the tipping bins, the bins that are used in the field. So that will be an added cost to us. And of course, over the last number of years, especially since COVID, our prices have gone up significantly. So it's something that we are looking at now. We're doing some detailed costings, but our cost has gone up significantly. So we're going to be looking to see if we can get an improved price. We've had the same price of approximately $185 to $190 for the last 5 years. But since then, prices have gone up about 40%.
Despite the challenges, Mr. Seeley says preparations for the sugar crop are progressing smoothly. He says February 15th is the target date to begin.
But preparations are going well. All of the farms are readying for crop. We'd like crop, obviously, to start on February 15th, and we're currently doing estimates or projections for the current crop. But what I would say is that if you drive around, you will see that a lot of the canes look pretty good. We've had pretty consistent rain over the last year, so we're expecting a fairly good crop. We're working very hard to get everything ready for the start of crop February 15th.
The chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, in the lunchtime edition. The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, is again urging boat owners to insure their vessels. Mr. Graham says the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl underscored the importance of insurance coverage since, in his opinion, the financial burden should not fall solely on the government.
One of the key takeaways that we still have with Hurricane Beryl and the Fisher Folk is the lack of insurance coverage that was purchased. And we know that everybody is not a big fan of insurance, and we understand that. But I think one of the reports that we saw in the media, IMF was suggesting that the Beryl bill was $193 million, and we had 80 to 90 of the Fishing Folk's vessels be sunk, right? And some of them are still waiting for compensation, still waiting to get back up on their feet. And what we're saying is that there's a funding gap. The insurance sector would have settled and paid the majority of their claims, but if you have $190 million that the insurance companies didn't settle, that money has to come from somewhere. And if they're going back to the government to get that money, it means that the government is under pressure either through taxpayers' funds or through loans to facilitate that. And it's unnecessary.
The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. Customs brokers are warning of some expected delays following the closure of Shed 2 at the Barbados port due to environmental issues. The port, in a statement, said Shed 2 is closed to business today as a result of an environmental issue which requires industrial cleaning. The president of the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association, Louis Ford, says the closure will create potential disruptions to operations and in the clearance of goods.
Any day, any 2 days, any time that Shed 2 is closed, obviously impact further down, because that shed normally works with an appointment system. So obviously they would have a certain amount of appointments today. Often it is some thorough examinations done in there because you're dealing with some small packages and barrels that people pack very tight. And I think because of some previous issues, they're not even going ahead with too many green lanes. So they want to check in almost every package. You must understand though, it's a security issue. For the island, we have issues with guns and ammunition and drugs. So the more detailed search would obviously bring up many issues like that. So I think they're not really only depending on the scanning a lot now, but they're doing thorough searches. So any delay, the port said they're closing today for environmental issues. It means that appointments will push back and there will be some backup. So this is not the busiest time of the year.
The president of the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association, Louis Ford. Apocalyptic scenes have emerged across Los Angeles County. There are 5 major wildfires are destroying homes and remain mostly uncontained. At least 5 people have died in the blazes, and about 130,000 people are under evacuation orders or warnings. The Palisades Fire, which is scorching the seaside area between Malibu and Santa Monica, has exploded to more than 17,000 acres with zero containment. According to reports from the Associated Press, this is the most destructive fire ever to hit Los Angeles County. Nearly 2,000 homes, businesses, and other structures have been destroyed. Our top stories. Minibus and route taxi owners demand a crackdown on pirate vans they say are running unchecked on various routes. A potential major challenge for the newly privatized sugar industry as farmers demand a price increase for their canes. Environmental issues force temporary closure of the personal effects cargo shed at the Bridgetown port. The Insurance Association again urging boat owners to insure their vessels ahead of this year's hurricane season. In the U.S., at least 5 dead. As tens of thousands flee raging wildfires, the most destructive blaze in L.A. history. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp Admi to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.